All right, everyone, get ready, because today we're diving deep into something really close to my heart.
Oh, I bet I can guess.
You got it.
Sparking a love for steam.
Yes, steam it is.
Science, technology, engineering, art, and math.
For anyone who needs a refresher, our
Right.
guide for this adventure is a book called Little Scientists: Steam Experiments for Kids and
Oh,
Parents.
that sounds cool.
It is, and it's
Yeah.
packed with all these hands-on activities, and the coolest part is,
Let me guess.
you probably already have all the stuff lying around the house.
So we don't
No
need
fancy lab equipment.
4 degree in rocket science.
Nope, just a willingness to have fun and.
Touch of curiosity.
Exactly. We're talking erupting
Like,
volcanoes.
ooh, in the kitchen.
Yes, in your kitchen. Cracking the code of floating eggs, and we're even going to create some color-changing milk art.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
The mission here is to give you the tools and inspiration to weave STEAM learning into everyday moments with your kids.
I love that.
Think of it like sneaking in a little brain power boost.
While having a blast.
Yeah, exactly that. I love it. Okay, so before we get to the hands-on fun, I'm curious, why is STEAM such a big deal these days? I mean, we all took science and math classes growing up,
Oh, yeah, for sure.
but this seems different somehow.
It is different. STEAM goes beyond just, memorizing facts and formulas.
Right, yeah.
It's really about developing critical thinking, problem solving, and that spark of creativity that helps kids thrive.
In a world that's changing so fast.
Exactly, faster than ever before.
So it's less about the specific facts they learn and more about giving them the skills to adapt and learn new things.
Exactly. Think about the jobs of the future.
Right.
Many of them don't even exist yet.
Yeah, that's true.
But the ability to think critically, solve problems creatively, and collaborate effectively,
Those are the things that
those are the skills that will always be in demand.
makes total sense. And it's not just about careers, right?
No.
These are skills that can help kids navigate anything life throws at them.
Absolutely. Whether they're tackling a tricky math problem, designing a robot, or
Right.
even just figuring out how to build the tallest block tower,
Right.
STEAM
Yeah.
empowers them to approach any situation with a curious and resourceful mindset.
You know, speaking of resourceful, I really like how the book emphasizes using just everyday things for these
That's
experiments.
great, right?
You don't have to run out and buy some expensive kit.
No, you don't need to.
Everything's just there.
Right. Baking soda, vinegar, food coloring.
Yeah.
Chances are you already have everything you need
Just sitting in your
in
pantry.
your pantry or junk drawer.
Yeah. So it's like turning your home into a secret science lab
Exactly.
without breaking the bank.
Yeah, and the best part is it makes STEAM accessible for everyone.
Right.
You don't need any fancy equipment or a degree in physics to do this, to have
Yeah.
these aha moments with your kids.
I love that. You know, I actually tried one of these experiments with my niece the other day.
Oh, really? Which one did you do?
We did the erupting volcano.
Oh, a classic.
Let's just say things got a little messy,
I bet.
but the
I
laughter
can imagine.
and the pure joy on her face when that baking soda lava started
Oh,
bubbling,
that's great.
it was priceless.
It's so fun to see kids get excited about science like that.
Absolutely.
Those shared experiences, the mess making, the problem solving together.
Yeah.
It really builds strong bonds,
It does,
creates
yeah.
lasting memories.
Totally agree. And like the book points out, even cleanup can be a game.
Oh, for sure.
All right, so before we get our hands dirty and dive into these experiments,
Yeah.
any tips for setting up a steam lab at home? I don't want my house to turn into a mad scientist's lair.
You don't need a dedicated lab.
Okay, good.
Just find a space where kids feel comfortable experimenting.
So like,
The kitchen table, a corner of the living room,
Okay.
even the backyard works.
So it's more about creating a space where
Less.
exploration is encouraged
Yeah.
and maybe spills are okay.
Precisely, the key is to make it safe and fun.
Right.
So have some basic safety rules like wearing safety goggles when you need to, but also fostering an environment where kids feel comfortable taking risks,
Yeah.
making mistakes, and learning from them.
Okay, I'm sold. Let's dive into some of these experiments. I'm dying to hear more about this erupting volcano.
Okay.
Everyone seems to love that one.
It's a classic for a reason.
Yeah.
And it's more than just a visual spectacle.
Oh, so there's some serious science behind all the bubbly fun.
You bet. Think of it like a chemical tug of war.
Okay.
You have vinegar, which is acidic, and baking soda, which is a base.
Right.
And when they react,
Okay.
boom, You get an eruption of carbon dioxide gas.
So it's like a mini chemistry lesson.
It is.
Disguised as a volcanic explosion.
Exactly. And the best part is,
the kids don't even realize they're learning.
They don't even realize they're learning complex scientific principles.
They're just having fun.
Exactly.
Now, another one that always felt like magic to me was the floating egg experiment.
Ooh, how does that work?
That one's all about density.
Imagine density as how tightly packed the matter is within an object.
Okay.
So an egg sinks in plain water.
Great.
Because it's denser than the water.
Mm-hmm.
But when you add salt to the water.
Wait, so the salt changes the density of the water?
It does.
Wow.
It makes the water denser than the egg.
Oh.
And then what happens?
Then the egg floats.
The egg floats. It's like a.
Like a science magic trick.
Exactly.
I love it. And the book says that the color-changing milk experiment is visually stunning.
It is.
I'm picturing an explosion of color.
It is mesmerizing. You start with a dish of milk and add a few drops of food coloring.
Uh-huh.
Then you add the magic ingredient.
Which is?
Dish soap.
Dish soap.
Just a drop in the center of the milk.
Okay.
And it creates this swirling, bursting display of color.
Oh, wow.
It's like a miniature fireworks show in a dish.
Okay, I'm officially intrigued. What's the science behind all that colorful chaos?
It's all about surface tension.
Surface tension.
Milk contains fats and proteins, and they create surface tension.
Oh.
Like an invisible skin on the surface of the milk.
Interesting.
And when you add the dish soap,
it
weakens that surface tension, causing the colors to spread and swirl dramatically.
It makes you wonder if there's like a hidden artist in every soap molecule.
Maybe there is.
It's fascinating how such a simple reaction can reveal these complex scientific principles.
And that's the beauty of STEAM.
Yeah.
It's about finding the wonder in the everyday.
Yeah.
And making those connections between art and science.
Yeah.
Creativity and logic.
So it's not about pigeonholing kids into learning specific subjects.
Right.
It's about showing them how it all connects in the real world.
Exactly. And speaking of the real world.
Yes.
This book goes beyond just experiments.
It does.
It touches on coding, building circuits, even finding the Fibonacci sequence in nature.
Wait, the Fibonacci sequence in nature?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
It's a fascinating mathematical sequence.
I know it has something to do with math, but...
It appears all over in nature.
Oh, wow.
The spiral patterns of a pine cone, the arrangement of sunflower seeds, even the branching patterns of trees.
That's amazing.
It's everywhere once you start looking for it.
So the book encourages kids to go on a Fibonacci scavenger hunt in their backyard.
In a way, yes.
I love that.
It's about opening their eyes to these mathematical patterns that exist all around us.
Yeah.
Making math come alive outside of textbooks.
Right, and showing them that STEAM isn't confined to a classroom.
Exactly.
It's about exploring the world with a curious mind.
Absolutely.
That's incredible. It really highlights how STEAM can turn a simple nature walk into a learning adventure.
It really can.
That's awesome. And one of the key takeaways from this book is that fostering curiosity is essential.
It's so important.
Encouraging kids to ask why and how.
Those simple questions can lead to the most incredible discoveries.
I love that. It's about giving them the tools to become lifelong learners.
It is.
So never stop questioning and exploring the world around them.
Precisely. And that's why nurturing a growth mindset is so important.
Right.
It's about viewing mistakes not as failures, but as opportunities for learning and growth.
So instead of getting discouraged when they make a mistake, they learn to embrace those challenges.
Yes.
And view setbacks as part of the learning process.
Exactly. It's about shifting the focus from being right or wrong.
Right.
To embracing the process of learning.
Yeah.
And understanding that mistakes are a natural part of that journey.
Which is so important.
It is.
Especially today.
Yeah.
There's so much pressure to be perfect.
Right.
To get things right on the first try.
I know.
We need to teach kids it's okay to struggle to make mistakes.
Absolutely.
And that the real learning often happens.
When we step outside of our comfort zone.
Yes, and try something new.
Exactly. It's about resilience bouncing back from setbacks.
Right.
Seeing challenges as stepping stones, not stumbling blocks.
And the book provides some really good tangible ways to foster this growth mindset.
It does.
Like celebrating effort and progress, even if it's just a small step forward.
It's not just about praising the end result.
Right.
It's about acknowledging their effort,
yeah.
Their persistence,
uh-huh.
The problem-solving skills they used along the way.
So it's about reinforcing the idea that the journey is just as important as the destination.
It is.
And that every step, no matter how small, is worth celebrating.
Exactly. It's fostering a love of learning for its own sake.
Right.
Not just for grades or accolades.
And that's where the true magic of STEAM lies.
I agree.
It's about igniting that spark of curiosity and wonder.
Yes.
That stays with them throughout their lives.
Mm.
This book does such a great job of not just providing the activities,
right,
but also giving parents the tools.
The tools, the mindset.
And the mindset to nurture that love of learning.
Absolutely. And it goes beyond the pages, too.
Oh, does it?
The book is full of suggestions.
Oh, cool.
For apps, websites.
Okay.
Local resources like science museums and makerspaces.
Wow, there's more. This book sounds like a treasure trove of STEAM goodness. It's like having a personal guide.
It is like a guide.
To navigating the world of STEAM with your kids.
You got it.
So it's not just a book of experiments.
It's not just a book of experiments.
It's like a roadmap to a lifetime of exploration and discovery.
Exactly. It's about giving you the tools and inspiration.
Yes.
To embark on this incredible journey of STEAM learning with your kids.
I love that. We've covered so much ground already.
We have.
And I'm already feeling inspired to dive into some of these activities myself.
I am too.
But we've only just scratched the surface.
Well, fab.
Stay tuned for part two, where we'll delve even deeper into the book's insights on fostering curiosity,
yes,
embracing a growth mindset,
yes,
and finding STEAM resources beyond the pages.
Until then.
Until then, keep those curious minds engaged.
And remember,
yes,
the world is your laboratory. Welcome back, explorers.
I'm ready for more.
Ready to dive back into Little Scientists?
Absolutely. I'm already feeling so inspired.
Me too.
Like, I want to try out all the experiments we talked about.
Yes.
But I'm also curious to go a little bit deeper into the philosophy behind the activities.
Yeah.
It seems like this book is really emphasizing the process over the product.
You hit the nail on the head.
That's right.
It's not about creating a perfect volcano.
Right. Or like building a bridge to rival the Golden Gate.
It's not about that at all.
It's about the journey.
Yes.
The exploration.
The trial and error.
The aha moments along the way.
All of that.
So it's more about fostering that growth mindset.
Yes.
Encouraging kids to embrace the challenges and learn from their missteps.
Remember Thomas Edison?
Of course.
He famously said, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work."
That's a great quote.
That's the spirit we want to cultivate.
And those budding scientists and engineers,
yeah,
it's a good reminder.
It is.
That sometimes the most spectacular failures,
wow,
lead to the most valuable learning experiences.
Yeah, agreed.
I'm curious about the technology activities in this book.
Okay.
We touched on coding and circuits earlier.
Right.
What are some specific examples?
Well, one that I thought was really clever is the binary bracelets activity.
Binary bracelets.
It's a great way to introduce kids to the basics of binary code.
Oh, wow. So they're learning about ones and zeros.
Yes. The language of computers.
Not making bracelets.
And they're tapping into their creative side.
That sounds really interesting.
They use beads of different colors to represent ones and zeros.
Okay.
And then they translate their initials into binary code to create a personalized bracelet.
So they're not just crafting. They're actually coding a secret message.
They are.
Into their jewelry.
It's like a sneaky way to introduce them to this fundamental concept of technology.
Right.
But without making it feel like a lesson.
I love that. And speaking of demystifying these complex concepts,
yes,
the build a simple circuit activity is another one.
Oh, yeah. That one's a winner.
What kind of circuits are we talking about?
It uses simple materials like LED lights, batteries, and copper tape.
Okay.
To show kids how electricity flows through a circuit.
So it's like building a mini electrical circuit board.
In essence, yes.
Wow.
It's a hands-on way for them to grasp these basic principles of electricity.
That can seem so abstract. Otherwise, mm-hmm, I bet it's so rewarding when they complete the circuit and
nice,
see that LED light up.
They get so excited.
Like they've harnessed the power of electricity.
You got it. And it opens up a whole world of possibilities.
I bet.
From understanding how things work around the house to maybe sparking an interest in electronics or engineering.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows? Maybe they'll be designing the next generation of gadgets.
I'm adding that to my list of must-try activities.
It's a good one.
Now we can't leave out the E in STEAM.
Engineering.
Exact. The book mentions some exciting building challenges.
Oh, absolutely.
Like what?
Well, there's the classic build a bridge that holds weight challenge.
Oops.
Everyday materials like popsicle sticks and glue. It's like a mini civil engineering project.
Right.
It teaches them about structural integrity, load distribution.
And testing.
The importance of testing and refining their design.
Right. I can imagine the excitement of seeing if their bridge holds up.
Yes.
Or maybe the learning experience of it collapsing.
And figuring out how to make it stronger.
Exactly. It's all part of the process.
And then there's the balloon-powered car challenge.
Oh, cool. So we're talking mini race cars.
Fueled by air pressure.
I bet those races get pretty competitive.
They do.
It's amazing how something as simple as a balloon can be a tool for learning about physics and engineering.
That's the magic of STEAM.
I agree.
It's about finding those everyday objects and experiences and turning them into opportunities.
For exploration.
For exploration and discovery.
You know, as we're talking about these activities, I'm realizing that STEAM is so much more
than just a collection of subjects.
Yeah, it's a way of thinking. A way of approaching the world with curiosity and a willingness to experiment.
Absolutely. It's about fostering that lifelong love of learning.
And a mindset that embraces challenges.
Yes, as opportunities for growth.
It's about empowering kids to be creators, innovators, and problem solvers.
In a world that needs those skills.
More than ever.
Now, out of all the amazing activities and little scientists,
yeah.
Which one are you most eager to try?
Oh, that's a tough one.
I know, right?
They all sound so fun.
They do.
But I think I'm most drawn to the Fibonacci nature walk.
Ooh, that's a good one.
The idea of exploring the outdoors and uncovering those hidden mathematical patterns in nature.
It's like a treasure hunt.
With a mathematical twist.
Yes, exactly.
But it's a reminder that STEAM is all around us.
It is.
We just need to know where to look.
Well said. I think we've covered a lot of ground in this part of our deep dive.
Yeah, we have.
But there's still more to explore.
I can't wait.
Stay tuned for part 3, where we'll go even deeper.
Review those insights.
On nurturing that all-important curiosity.
Embracing a growth mindset.
And finding even more STEAM resources.
Beyond the pages of Little Scientists.
Exactly.
I can't wait. Until then.
Happy experimenting, everyone.
Welcome back to the final part of our deep dive into Little Scientists.
I can't believe it's already the last part.
Time flies when you're having fun with STEAM.
That's for sure.
We've explored some really cool experiments and activities.
So many.
But what I'm excited to unpack now,
yeah,
is how this book goes beyond just the what,
yep,
and gets into the how of STEAM learning.
Exactly. It's not just about the activities themselves.
Well,
it's about nurturing that inherent curiosity, that drive to explore.
To question, to figure things out.
You got it.
Because isn't that really where it all begins?
It is.
That spark of wonder, that I wonder moment.
Yes.
That leads kids down a rabbit hole of discovery.
Curiosity is the fuel for the STEAM engine.
It really is.
It's what sparks those aha moments, those connections that lead to a deeper understanding.
And that lifelong love of learning.
Exactly.
So how can we as parents and educators actively encourage that curiosity?
Well, the book has some great tips.
Oh, good. I'm ready.
One of the simplest but most effective is asking open-ended questions.
Okay.
Instead of jumping in with the answers,
right,
encourage kids to come up with their own explanations and hypotheses.
So instead of saying the egg floats because the salt makes the water denser, we might ask,
why do you think the egg is floating now that we added the salt?
I love that subtle shift.
It's powerful.
Giving answers to prompting inquiry.
It really makes a difference.
It encourages kids to think critically.
Yeah.
To see learning as this active process,
right,
instead of just passively absorbing information.
It's about handing them the keys to their own learning journey.
Exactly. Instead of chauffeuring them around.
Perfect analogy.
And another concept that I really like how the book emphasizes is the growth mindset.
So important.
It's about shifting our perception of challenges.
Yes.
Seeing them not as roadblocks, but as opportunities.
To learn and grow.
So instead of viewing a mistake as failure, it becomes valuable feedback.
Exactly. Like, okay, that didn't work.
What did I learn?
What can I try differently next time?
Precisely. It's about shifting the focus from being right or wrong.
Yes.
To embracing that process of learning and understanding.
Mistakes are an integral part of that journey.
Which is so crucial these days.
I know.
There's just so much pressure to be perfect.
To get it right the first time.
We need to teach kids that it's okay to struggle.
It's okay to make mistakes.
And that the real learning happens when we step outside our comfort zone.
When we try something new.
You're so right. It's about resilience.
It is.
Bouncing back from those setbacks and seeing those challenges as stepping stones.
Stumbling blocks.
And it seems like the book offers these really tangible ways to foster this growth mindset.
It does.
Like celebrating the effort and progress, even if it's just a tiny step forward.
It's not just about praising the end result.
Right.
It's about acknowledging the effort, their persistence, the problem solving they used along the way.
It's about reinforcing the idea that the journey is just as important
as the destination.
Yeah. And that every step, no matter how small, is worth celebrating.
It's fostering that love of learning for its own sake.
Right.
Not for grades or accolades.
And that's really the true magic of STEAM, isn't it?
I think so.
Igniting that spark of curiosity and wonder.
That speaks with them.
For a lifetime.
And this book does such a great job of not just providing activities.
Right.
But giving parents the tools and the mindset.
To nurture that love of learning.
Absolutely. And it goes beyond the pages, too.
Oh, tell me more.
It's full of suggestions for apps.
Oh, cool.
Websites.
Okay.
Local resources like science museums and makerspaces.
So it's like a launch pad for further exploration,
yeah.
Showing that STEAM learning isn't confined to a classroom.
It can happen anywhere.
Exactly. Oh. It's about opening up this whole universe of possibilities.
Right.
Showing that STEAM is woven into the fabric of our world.
It's all around us.
Just waiting to be discovered.
I agree.
Well, I think we've accomplished our mission with this deep dive.
I think so, too.
We've given our listeners a glimpse into the incredible world of Little Scientists.
That's such a great book.
It's fun, it's insightful, and it's full of inspiration to get you and your kids exploring the wonders of STEAM together.
Remember, you don't have to be a science expert.
Right.
Or have all the answers.
It's about cultivating that curiosity, that love of learning, that growth mindset.
Those are the tools
that will empower kids to thrive in this world that's constantly evolving.
So go forth, fellow explorers.
Yes. Embrace the adventure of STEAM learning.
You never know what incredible discoveries await.
Happy experimenting, everyone. Mm.